to Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, you know what? It has to be something big with the Cubs to have these two clowns in Chicago.
The clown princes.
The clown prince of Chicago over here, Joe Nunez.
Hello.
Joe Nunez. That's me.
Horatio Sands in studio. They are back on the download. The last time we saw you guys, I think it was playoff time.
We like to keep it on the download.
That's right. Horatio Sands in town for the Museum of Broadcast Communications Conversations in Comedy. You got a big conversation with Richard Roper at the museum coming up on Thursday night. I think it starts at 6 with an
SNL. Yeah, they got me for a few hours, so it should be pretty fun.
Yeah.
It's good. So, I mean, are you excited to do this kind of thing? To, like,
absolutely. I could tell SNL stories till the cows come home. So, I mean, if they're having me come here and hang out, it was like another thing that we can hang out and do. I like the Museum of Broadcasting. I used to go watch tapes of old shows at the library. So it's good that they've got a building, and I'm glad that we were doing this thing.
I can only assume that you engineered it so you could have this happen the week the Cubs were doing their home opener.
Nope.
It just worked out that way? I'm just
lucky that way. Worked out.
Joe Nunez as well. Stage and screen, movies like 40-Year-Old Virgin, Superbad. Good to see you, man.
Thank you, we saw
each other today, and I was like, I can't believe you're in town.
We saw each other at the game.
I know, right?
Joe Nunez is famous from Superbad. He is the F My Life guy.
Yeah.
If you say F My Life, it's because of Joe Nunez.
And I'm going to be the voice of the new Capital One commercial spots.
Really? What's in your wallet type stuff?
What's in your wallet?
They're keeping that?
Yeah. I'm going to be the guy that plays Nacho, the guy inventor of nachos.
This is true.
The spot I shot, and Capital One's going to sue me for this. But they're like, let's do a story about these women that walk into a restaurant and the guy is by himself and they want something to eat. And he just whips up some tortilla chips and cheese, and they're like, what's this called? Guy covers up his badge, his name tag that's Nacho. I'm like, oh, they're called Nachos.
That's it. Do you get to say what's in your wallet?
And then, what's in your wallet?
All right. Oh, you do say it?
I do say it.
Oh.
I'm waiting for it to air.
All right. Maybe a big sporting event, like a NASCAR.
Like the NCAA like Final Four?
Yeah, a Final Four would work.
Great.
Maybe a 2019-er.
Go Cubs. Work out.
Do you prepare? I mean, do they tell you what you're going to be talking about when you do this kind of thing, or is it just kind of wing it with Richard?
You kind of just wing it. I'm pretty good with talking about it because, on my podcast, The Horatio, always tell, every once in a while I tell SNL stories. So I'm hoping that he brings stuff up that I haven't thought about for a while. You know, like he brings up sketches that I don't even remember, and I could go, that opens up this thing in my mind where I remember we did that. And Nunez is also going to donate a piece of memorabilia
from my estate,
from his estate, the Joe Nunez estate. Mm-hmm. When I did Elton John going to Donatella Versace's Super Bowl party,
right?
I wore this early. Should we tell everybody?
Let's wait.
Oh, wait.
There's an artifact from the show. It's Chicago. It's Chicago centric.
Yeah.
And we're going to reveal it after the talk.
All right.
The SNL talk.
So you got to go to the talk, which is Conversations in Comedy.
Yeah, people should come to the talk.
At the NBC, at the Museum of Broadcast Communications on Thursday.
Nunez is giving everybody lower back massages.
And I'm selling T-shirts.
So that's good, too. You get like a two-for-one kind of situation, and then you get to hear my stories about SNL. Right.
And hopefully you'll recreate
Cork Soaker T-shirts.
Yeah.
I will do a couple impressions, too.
Yeah.
I will. Right. I'll do a couple impressions.
Oh, your famous impressions, right.
Yeah.
My favorite one.
My favorite is Bad Harry Carey. How la preferada means the preferred.
That's Harry Carey.
Thank
had
you.
A stroke, Harry Carey.
Well, Harry Carey did have a stroke. Don't make fun of it.
I was just reading this White Sox book, and they have Harry Carey used to do it in the broadcast in the bleachers with Bill Veeck back in the early 80s or late 70s. And he's got short shorts on and no shirt.
Polyester.
Burning. I dare to say it's sexy, but
he's burning. Yeah, his hair is blonde because of the sun. He's beautiful.
You wish that MLB would bring that back. Like bring back the announcers that would go shirtless in the bleachers.
Sit out in the bleachers amongst.
I almost want to lose a leg so that I could start hanging out in center field like Bill Veeck used to. Right. Is that cool?
I've been noticing, cool to see? You guys don't see that as much because, you know, being in LA, you got the Dodgers, but also in Chicago with the Cubs, that the fans are always there. But you're seeing, I'm watching SportsCenter, and there's, because it's April, and you'll have a game in Tampa or even here in Chicago when it's snowing or other places where there'll be a foul ball and the camera whips and there's just nobody there. I mean, do you guys think about that? Like, you know, how lucky you are to be fans of the Cubs and also live in Los Angeles? Because there are a lot of baseball markets that aren't doing well right now.
Yeah, but, you know, we suffered a long time. So
Too long. We're suffering right now.
And, you know, you guys won in 2005. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty good. We hadn't won since 1908. Yeah. I'm very happy that we're kind of in this, you know, this big thing of we're really good, actually. And we're enjoying it.
And sports, we're not the redheaded stepchild of, you know, professional sports. This city, where we're all champions.
Right.
Cubs, Sox, Bulls, Blackhawks.
Yeah, right.
What we got left?
Der Sting.
Sting don't exist anymore. I'm waiting.
At that championship. My brothers got beat up by the Chicago police.
What?
Yeah, it was horrifying. My brothers ran on the field when the Sting won the championship, and
Karl Heinz Grenitz
police just started beating the hell out of everybody.
As one does. Hey, okay, you know what? You don't run on the
you
field.
You don't run on the field.
Game.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
You met a hooligan the other night. You guys went nuts on hockey. Or not hockey.
Soccer.
Soccer.
Soccer. Sorry.
Doc.
Yeah, Doc. We were at Ricochet's. We had a couple margaritas and a burrito at Garcia's. Just plugging a local business because we're all about.
I just went to Garcia's for the first. I grew up, or I had an apartment in Lincoln Square in '95, and I went. Used to be Garcia's was like that's where you just would be all every $3.
So good,
kind of stuff. It's the best.
And we just went back up there to this summer and sat down with the friend's family. My old roommate was from New York. It was great, man.
You decided to slum it.
We slummed it. We went back to
where
Garcia's.
Where are you living now?
I live in West Loop. No, West Loop. Come on, man. Oh. It's Naperville.
I don't know.
Hey, Naperville's number one city in the world, isn't
it?
Yeah. Best place to live.
Yeah. Naperville is actually a little rough these days.
Yes. Everyone I don't want to disparage Naperville, but I'm just saying that, come on, we know each other.
Yeah. Chicago guy. You're Chicago.
Yeah, Horatio's saying it. Joe Nunez in studio. Horatio's going to be Conversations in Comedy, talking about the SNL experience as part of the exhibit that they have at the museum.
Oh, gosh, have you seen that exhibit?
It's great. It's awesome.
It's like a week in the life of, you know,
is it? Let's do this. I'll take a break, come back, and have you seen the exhibit?
Yes, I saw it.
All right, I'll ask you if it's accurate.
And can we take some calls? Right. Can we take some calls?
Yeah, if you want to call it, 312-981-7200. Joe Nunez, Horatio Sands are ready to take calls. And sit down. Let's stay with us. Joe Nunez, Horatio Sands in studio tonight on a download.
I can't believe the news guy is not in the same room here with me.
Yeah, he's up on the sixth floor.
Sixth floor?
Mm-hmm. We're moving out of this space in like a month.
Why? Where are you guys going?
We're going across the river to one of the buildings up here on Wacker.
I miss you guys.
Beaumont's?
We miss you too, man. We're all together here, man.
Yeah.
Man, so, we love this spot.
But I think we'll be together. That's a good thing that Rob will
be
closer together, yeah.
Oh, you will?
Is Rokon going there?
He's going there, yeah.
Is there
going
to be a window so people could see?
No, I don't think so.
It's on the sixth floor, bro.
Someone's
you guys should have an elevator that goes up there so you can see people.
just a platform for people to stand?
Like on the Hancock Center, you could have that
tilt.
Plexiglass where you can look down.
Yeah,
so I don't understand why there'd be like a bar if you're committing suicide or outside for people
to think
watch.
You think that you could get some hustlers out here.
Yeah, at least hot dogs or something, you know. hot dogs with bacon wrapped around it, like they sell in L.A.
All the construction is done now, essentially in Wrigleyville. You guys were there today for the home opener.
My God,
what do you guys
amazing.
Think about Wrigley? Because you guys both spent a lot of time there with I.O. and other places, and you know, in the 90s and 2000s. What do you guys think of the way that Wrigleyville has changed?
I mean, it's not bad. it's impressive. It's kind of like it's hard to kind of take in, but that's kind of
it's not
a
even
lot
well
of Chicago
yet.
Is just different. Yeah,
that hotel is massive. It, you know, you feel bad because like, oh, this bar isn't there. This restaurant isn't there anymore. Oh, Yum Yum Donuts. That's a long time ago, though.
Yeah, right.
Oh, McDonald's. Oh, Taco Bell is going away.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but Yum Yum Donuts,
I love
man.
That
that's
we're
a real
all,
tragedy.
Yeah, that's a real tragedy. I love her nostalgic for the Taco Bell.
It's
that's
bad. A lot of powdered sugar in Yum Yum Donuts.
But that McDonald's, too. I mean, it was, you know, all those homeless people that were hanging out there, where are they going to go? You know,
well, that's, I mean, a little sad. Where I got a lot of meals. Like, yeah. I couldn't afford to buy hot dogs and beers and brats.
But the McDonald's is in there. You know, it is in there.
Is it really?
Yeah. There's a McDonald's inside that McDonald's huge, hotel.
At the bottom level of Hotel Zachary, which I'd like to plug Hotel Zachary for a hurry show myself. We would like to attend the soft opening and maybe get some free rooms. You know, just to check it out.
Soft
opening. We'll like live tweet from our rooms.
You're influencers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're social.
You know what? A soft opening is always better, right?
If you're listening, Tom Ricketts and Hotel Zachary, we would love to come and spend the night in the hotel for a week and just check it out and Yelp it. So
yeah.
Whatever you need.
You'll Facebook live it.
It has changed.
It's another world. It's Tron.
Yeah. It's interesting. You're right. I mean, it's
like with the Patriots, you know, if you win a little bit and.
Yeah,
they really, really did go all in here.
We only won once, and all of a sudden,
we only have to win once for 200 years.
Building this
if we don't win for another 108 years, it'll be okay.
That's
after
funny.
The 109th, I'd be like, oh, come on, because you know our brains will be suspended in some kind
of
fluid.
I'm already annoying all the listeners and friends because all I'm doing is saying, oh man, the McDonald's is gone. Oh no, the Yum Yum Donuts is gone. Like,
man,
it's like
as long
right.
as they don't take out Wrigley'sville, dog. Down the street,
that'll be gone. They were crossing Metro.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, it won't be gone.
That area survived a little bit, but that would be next. I don't know.
Well, you know, that's progress. That's progress, Joe. That's economics. You do well.
It's becoming a destination. I mean, you could do stuff there year round.
But the field is still the field, you know, and that's all that really matters is that field stays that way it is. And
as long as that
walking
Ivy's still there. Long as you know. The bones of the field.
All right, I'll ask you a sentimental question. I've asked you guys this before, just because when we did the World Series
wasn't
coverage
finished
everything,
what I thought, but okay.
Okay, sorry. Emotionally, like when you guys sit down in that stadium in Wrigley Field, what does it do for you guys being Chicagoans? Why do you guys make the trek back for home opener, for playoff, for whatever it is? What is it about Wrigley Field that brings you back?
Well, I think for me... there's a lot of great family memories. I would go there as a kid, and
I'm just waving to the fans outside.
And you know, really, they were on free TV when we were little, and we got to see every single game. And and for me, for Joe, I think he could take one bus to get to Wrigley Field, and I could take two with a transfer, Pulaski to Addison. So it was just it's a beautiful place. And I did see Bill Veeck a bunch, and that was cool. And yeah, you can go to the ballpark as a little kid, and I don't know if you can do that anymore, really, but, you know, back then it was okay.
Family. That's what Wrigley Field, I had an uncle that used to take me. I used to go by myself when I was old enough to ride my bike.
Sad.
Yeah, it is. I was an usher.
I had friends, but...
You were an usher?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, they fired me because I was always late.
Joel told me he was turned down from Jewel Osco.
I applied three times to be the bagger at my local Jewel Osco. That has nothing to do with Wrigley Field or our memories, but it is
off Addison.
It scarred me. That's why I hate groceries.
No, he loves groceries.
I worked at the Dominick's. So it was
the Dominick?
The Dominick.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, now it's right? Mariano's.
Now it's Mariano's, yeah.
It's a great supermarket.
If you take a test, I went in there and I started as a bagger, but if you take the I can count dimes and nickels test, you can become a cashier, and it's like $2 more an hour.
Oh.
Yeah, no one noticed that.
Were you good at math?
No, but I knew how to count nickels and dimes. Come on, man.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, nickels and 85 cents.
That's a cash register.
Count me 85 cents.
I was a little chubby Mexican kid, and I think they were like, he's gonna
eat all the food.
He's going to eat our profits.
Well,
you could have just said you're chubby. You didn't have to say chubby tortillas. Mexican.
I stole all the Milagro tortillas.
Now, if you walked into Jimenez looking for a job,
I would have no legs. You. I'd be in my parents'
no
basement, 600 pounds. I'd be on my 600-pound life right now.
If you had gotten a job at Jimenez?
Yeah. Jimenez is a Mexican grocery.
Yeah, I know.
Up by where Horatio used to live. Mmm, carnitas.
It smells like paprika so bad your nose hurts.
Menudo on the weekend. Mmm. Shut up, man. All right, here's the...
they actually slaughter animals in the grocery store.
It's really funny to him. He's Chilean. Okay, so here's the question. For, any callers want to call in and guess Horatio Sands' favorite burrito joint in the city of Chicago?
Oh, there you go.
Gets
312-981-7200. Maybe we can get him a burrito. That burrito.
A signed burrito.
A signed burrito.
Burrito joint.
Yeah, what do? I can leave you $20 to give somebody, put it in an envelope. Because well, I don't think we can get gift certificates to the burrito place.
Let's not go 20. I don't want to be sending cash back, you know, like find you in L.A. and be like, you know, the burrito was only $9. Here's $11 back. See how good I was with the math there?
You're very good. I don't know how I doubted that you'd be make Thank a good grocery guy.
Yeah. All right, we have our first caller from Antioch.
No, there's nobody on the line from Antioch. Oh, okay. But that would have worked.
Yeah. Hello, we're on the air, right?
Yeah, we're on
the air. Okay, great.
Horatio, you are also in the show Great News, which is a fantastic show that is on NBC.
Yes.
For you to make the transition from doing Saturday Night Live, which is, of course, a live program that's once a week, and they do 15, 17 of them a year, to working in a schedule that's more sitcom-oriented, how is that for you?
You know, honestly, it's a lot less work. When I was on SNL, you kind of have to write and direct and produce. You know, you're meeting with set designers and costumers. And so it's a lot of work if you get a sketch on. And with this Great News, it's written by Tina Fey and these amazing writers. So I don't have to write anything. I show up and the scripts are great. My lines are great. So the difference is it's a lot easier and it's very comfortable to, and the people I work with is, they're just great.
A lot of great Chicago people on that show. And as you mentioned, Tina Fey, and you've worked with Tina Fey at Saturday Night Live, probably at Second City as well in Chicago.
Yeah.
So, I mean, does that help with the comfort level of doing comedy on network television when you have people that you worked with before?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, Tina Fey, you really can't doubt, you know, her stock in television, you know? So, right. You know, if I did think, hey, this isn't going the way I want to, you know, I could talk to her about it, but it has been like not only her, but Tracy Wigfield, who is someone who kind of worked underneath her at 30 Rock. She's amazing. So it's just this little Tina, you know. So we have like a really great writing staff and, you know.
Yeah, I love it. I love the show. My son loves the show, too.
And I know. I heard.
Yeah, it's wafting through the air.
He's checking out. He's going down there and watching them before you can watch them, right?
That's right. So I appreciate the family sensibility of Great News. Horatio Sands, Joe Nunez in studio tonight. Horatio's going to be in Comedy Conversation with Richard Roper at the Museum of Broadcast Communication coming up on Thursday night. We'll take a quick break, come back, continue the conversation here on The Download. So stay with us. Joe Nunez, Horatio Sands in studio tonight. We're playing The Worst coming up at 10 o'clock. Scott Goldstein and Mars Timms will be here. 312-981-7200. This is the segment where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes.
Prize? What's tonight's prize?
Pizza. Lou Malnati's.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Buddy. Can I have some of those?
Well, no, I mean, you gotta play
gotta
the game.
Get in the contest. Yeah,
come on. I'm in town only once a year. Just give me a ticket?
It's a certificate? It's a gift certificate. But I don't have them. I'm like handing them out. I'm faxing them.
Just
to
give me one. I know you got a stack of them somewhere in the back there.
Hold on. It's in the oven right now. It's piping hot.
What?
Yeah.
My sister texted me. My dad wants to call in.
Oh, we should talk to him.
Yes.
Love that.
Please
mom.
Call.
Mr. Nunez?
My father, Gregory. Hey, Scott Goldstein is in the office.
Scott Goldstein coming up in the
studio.
The worst. He just walked in. Another guy who was at the Cubs game today.
I think he came to answer the question, answer the trivia. Pasadena? Horatio Sands' favorite burrito joint in the city of Chicago is not La Pasadita, but I do love La Pasadita.
Is it one of the taco burrito palaces?
No.
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 All right.
This has a lot to do with geography.
Okay. You grew up Pulaski, like you're Pulaski and Peterson?
No, farther south.
Okay.
A lot farther south.
Let's see. Is this a place that would have been in the vicinity of your home?
Yes.
Is this place a man?
No.
All right. Is it between Western and Pulaski?
No.
Oh, man.
It's between Pulaski.
Oh,
and something else.
Further west?
Yes.
This is out of my jurisdiction.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I really, okay. Pulaski. I could go to Cicero Avenue. Cicero? Is it past Cicero?
Your type didn't come up.
It's not past much, Cicero, no.
Except for...
Cicero's too far west.
Drugs.
But if someone calls in, I will buy them a pizza.
And Yaxies. From the burrito place?
Just Yaxies.
From the burrito
just,
place.
Just the cheese.
Good to see you, man.
And good to see you.
I will take somebody...
Dump it all.
Wantitons.
Wantitons.
What a contest. I gave the answer away.
Yeah, you did. 312-981-7200. Now you don't have to call that number. Because,
oh, good.
We'll take the next caller.
For both you guys, living in L.A., do you like it? You still living in L.A.?
I love it a lot. I love that, you know, it's very sunny, and then we could, you know, our friend. It's just fun. It just looks like the... Like California in the 70s when you watch Kojak, you know?
Exactly, dude.
Well, he was in New York. Exactly. Like, you know.
Hawaii 5-0, right?
Hawaii 5-0. Yeah, it looks just like, or that's
Hawaii
LA. Hawaii
5-0
you know?
Was Hawaii.
Yeah, I'm sure it was LA.
You know, like
we're
the European
streets of San Francisco.
Yeah. Streets of San Francisco, right?
Yeah. It was shot all in Echo Park.
Chips. You know, when I grew up watching Chips, I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to get out to LA.
Joe, for you, talk about your career. You know, like, let's talk about what you want to do. Because you got the Capital One commercial coming
up. How much time we got?
How much time? I mean, are you the kind of actor and comedian that you're constantly going out on auditions? Are you waiting for your agent to come to you and say, yo, I got something for you? How does it work to get work?
Oh, I'm always going out for stuff. I'm lucky enough to have been, or I guess worked enough, where people do call and ask me to do bits on a TV show or a movie. I'm doing more voiceover now. I'm on this Disney show called Elena of Avalor on the Disney Channel. And then it rebroadcasts on the Disney Junior. And I do a voice called Armando, which is ironically my middle name. So when I got cast for it,
I
told them that. Yeah. And the kid, the character stuff. Looks like me, Disney. Hey, look, there's more of our fans on the window.
Oh, yeah.
I've done mostly film. I've been lucky. You know, a lot of TV. My dream is to come back to Chicago.
Yeah.
To do one of the Dick Wolf shows. If you're listening, Dick, I want to be on Chicago Fire, Chicago Hope, Chicago Med, Chicago
hit the
PD,
trifecta.
Chicago Sewage, Chicago whatever show.
Streets and Sand.
I was on Prison Break back in the day, and they flew me out here for like 5-6 months. And it was I had to leave Chicago to work in Chicago. That's the irony. It's the wonderful irony.
The wonderful irony.
But it was.
But it's amazing how much production's being done here. It to the point where because this building, the Trib Tower, is kind of empty. They shot Empire in here for the last month or so. So they've just been used. They've just been cords and
I'll do Empire.
You know, everything and huge rigs blocking the parking and all this kind of stuff because they're using this as one of the offices for Empire. So
it's a classic, beautiful old building that sadly is going away.
Yeah. Well, it's not going away.
It's not going away.
Yeah.
What, they're not going to demolish it?
No.
You can't take this down.
I thought they were going to demolish it.
No, they're going to convert it.
I thought they were putting up a
skyscraper, yeah, behind it.
Oh.
Like, there's a parking lot right behind the Trib Tower that's about as big as this room.
They're getting rid of the parking lot?
And they're creating one of these towers.
No. What is this
That city? Is going to be the second largest building tallest building in Chicago. And it's, seriously, the base is about the size of this room.
This is just to knock Trump off the list a little bit.
I think it might be. I think.
Just we're going to build a parking lot sized high rise.
Just to
knock him down just a little bit.
Just a little bit. That's how we do it in Chicago, right?
Well, if they destroy it in a this building, this iconic Tribune building, Tribune Tower, is it was in a movie. Like if they blow it up,
right?
Let's celebrate it.
Yeah, right.
And the next Transformers movie.
Well, yeah, Transformers.
Just
how much are you guys? I mean, how often do you guys run into people you did improv with in Chicago? Like working in LA?
I try to avoid them. You know what I mean? a lot of people are having hard times down there. Theaters are closing. So we just try to stay on our own side of town, you know?
As soon as IO closed, we moved a little bit
further east.
Yeah, that's
right, it did, right? Were you guys doing work at IO in LA?
We would occasionally do stuff there. We'd drink there more than
drink at the
than
bar.
Perform.
John Crowley, God rest your soul. He's not dead, but
IO West,
his job there.
Yeah, man. IO West closed just recently. It's a big thing.
Yeah,
it did. Yeah,
which was sad because it was a place for us to like, hey, let's go to IO. And on any given night, you'd see a familiar face from.
If you're coming in from out of town, if you were from Chicago, that was a place you would go. And you dodge, like, drug addicts on the street to get there and Scientologists, but it was a place you knew you could go see people you knew in LA. Right.
The worst is drug addicted Scientologists.
That combo.
That are also improvisers.
Right.
That's that three sucks. Cults at once.
Because they're taking, they're taking space. They're on the roster. They're taking space.
So now Scientology's taking over Iowa West.
And so is it UCB? Is that the only game in town in LA now?
No, there's a few other places now.
Groundlings.
Oh yeah, right.
That's but Miles opened up the pack, and then Rebecca's the playground.
No, that's not the playground.
What is it called?
The club.
The clubhouse. Rebecca.
Where you practice?
But we should give it a shout out. The clubhouse in Los Angeles.
It's great.
Those are our friends.
Thank you, Lindsay. Frank visiting from LA.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Lindsay Frank.
It is interesting because, Horatio, I remember seeing you do improv, do ASCAT at UCB in New York in that old space that was the original space that you had with the Upright Citizens Brigade.
Yeah, underneath the grocery store.
Yeah. I mean, that was, the memories of that place. Do you stay in contact with all of the people that you came up with? I think about all the successful people that are now, when you talk about Amy Poehler and Matt Walsh and all right. all the crew that were on those stages in those dingy Chelsea theaters of the late 90s. So do you stay in touch with all that crew?
Absolutely. And even better, they stay in touch with me and give me work. Now that they're all becoming famous, they're all very kind to me. And I guess it's good that I was kind to them, but it's pretty great. We do get actually that's a very nice perk is that we get a lot of friends that put us in shows because they know us and they know we're good guys.
Can I just say this? Horatio Sanz is an original member of the Upright Citizens
Yes, oh
Brigade.
Yeah. With
Back
Adam
in the
McKay
day here in
yeah,
Chicago.
Right.
They started out as a troupe here out of Improv Olympic, all students of Del Close, and it was a group of you even before Amy joined. It was you, Adam McKay, Matt and Matt, Ian.
And Ali Farnakian.
Ali Farnakian. So, OG.
And you had the fame story, which is a great. We tell the story of you doing the bit, and I think it was the theater in Wicker Park where you did the protest of the new Rostenkowski bridge. Oh, yeah. I think it was, and you took the protest to the streets, and you actually got arrested.
Well, our show is virtual reality before virtual reality. For some reason, Besser knew about virtual reality, so our show is called Virtual Reality. And so, one night we did a show at Urbis Orbis on North Avenue, and we had a virtual riot. And so we had some torches, and we had mostly fake torches that are very popular these days.
Khaki pants.
And then we started a riot, and I went out into North Avenue, and I was screaming, "Killed Rostenkowski," because he had been
like they were going to put the bridge was out or something like that.
He had been in some kind of scandal, and so his office was right down the street there on Damon. And so we were saying, "Kill Rostenkowski, kill Rostenkowski." And so then traffic stopped on both sides of North Avenue. And I'm like, holy crap, we're like stopping traffic. And then I felt the blue glow on my face of the police department. And I'm like, oh no, okay, here we go. And it's like, do I give up the bit? And I'm like, no, I have to keep yelling, "Kill Rostenkowski." And as I was being thrown into the cop car, I'm yelling, "Fight the power, fight the power."
But cut to 3 seconds in the cop car.
3 seconds. I'm like, I'm just an actor. Please don't put me in jail. I'm an improviser. I'm a fucking family. I mean, but as I was getting in the car, like the crowd just saw me saying "fight the power." And the greatest part of it is we didn't think a cop was going to come, but that audience saw me get arrested, and they're like, "Did they plan that? Like, did they know someone, a cop or somebody?"
And that story is lore for Chicago improv. Everybody who came up after you guys knew that story, knew how edgy and dangerous it was.
Getting arrested
in improv was everyone's goal from that point.
Well, good luck, everybody.
All right, let's bring a caller. This is Gregory. Gregory wants to talk to Joe. Gregory, you're on the line.
Hello.
Hello? I can't hear you, sir. You have to speak up. Is this a question for Joe or for Horatio?
Joe.
Okay.
I'm not.
You're on the air.
Is it your family?
This is my dad calling.
He got nervous already. He was shy.
Tell him if he wants a burrito autographed by Horatio Sanz, he has to talk to me. Or if he wants a Luma and Lottie's pizza. Huh?
No, he doesn't want to talk right now because he's so embarrassed.
Well,
this is your mother.
That's my mother, Rosemary Robles. Hi, Mama.
How
Hi,
are you?
Joe's mama.
Hi, Joe's mom.
Hi, Joe's mom.
Rachel.
Hi, Uncle Mondo.
Hi, Kira. It's Minnie's. Okay, they're all vacationing in San Diego right now, so.
All right. Yeah, that's a great place to be. That's great. Well, thanks for calling in. That's great.
Thank you.
Bye, new nephew.
My dad, tell dad he can't feed you guys tonight because he wouldn't talk to me.
Wait, now my dad's going to call. No, he's dead.
Oh,
mine
no.
too.
Mine too.
They'll both call.
All right.
Scott, do an impression of it.
You want to go get a burrito, son?
Yes, daddy. Let's go to Juan Titan.
Personally, I'll go there with you, but I think La Pasadita has a better product.
Get out of here, Dad.
And scene.
All right, Horatio Sanz will be, this is the an evening with SNL alum Horatio Sanz, Conversations in Comedy. The interview with Richard Roper, will be doing the interview with Horatio. The tour of the SNL exhibit begins at 6 o'clock. The actual discussion is at 7:30 at the Museum of Broadcast Communication right here at State and Kinsey. Horatio Sanz and Joe Nunez and Scott Goldstein all in for the Cubs home opener. Did you guys get screwed over yesterday with the snow day, or did that help you?
I gotta say, it helped me so much because I was super hungover, and so I did press it like six. And God shined the light on me and canceled the game.
He canceled the game.
And today was beautiful,
beautiful,
beautiful.
So, what do you guys? Last thing here before I let you guys go. What do you think of the Cubs this season? Do you like what you see on the field?
I think they put a lot of money into the team, and I think they've got the pitching staff nice and filled out, stacked. And I really do feel as good as about this year as I did in 2016. Let's say that.
Wow.
Yeah, I think
right, Scott.
Today
that,
was
that
the
bullpen.
Nice bullpen, right?
That
nice
bullpen though. Deep. Today was the last loss we're going to see all season.
Oh, look at that prediction!
We're going to go.
It's going to be tough. The Pirates team is, what, 8-2 now?
They're pretty good.
They're good for a team that was supposed to be rebuilding, the Pirates.
Whatever.
Just saying. Hey, I don't want to rain on your parade.
It's April. Let's just say it's April. I can tell you, those 94 Cubs look good on opening day.
They did not. That's okay. I remember that. All right, Horatio Sanz, Joe Nunez, they'll be leaving us. Good to see you guys. Scott's sticking around. Good luck with the show on Thursday. And next time you guys are in town, come on through.
Always a pleasure.
Next time we come back, I want to see... At the download,
hashtag.
I want you to have your own.
Well, I hope that as we were figuring out Twitter, you did use the down loaf. I think that is the new name of the show. The down.
It's the best thing since sliced bread. It's the down loaf.
Thanks for being here, guys.
Yeah, that should be okay. Bye.